Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Cain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Cain. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Cain covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cain moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cain scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger throws the ball into McKinney who tags Brown trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McAuliffe scores. Rodriguez moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards third. Melton catches it and throws to first to double up Cash. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Egan moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Brown steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Egan moves to second. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Egan scores. Alvarado goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Les Cain. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jones scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Steve Keeley now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews throws to home for 1, and Egan throws back to first, and Andrews drops the ball. Brown scores. Cash moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Al Kaline now playing right field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Fred Sherman now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Vicente Romo now pitching. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Rick Reich. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.